Quote, "All organizations are perfectly designed to get the results they are now getting." Tom Northup. Think about that statement. It is indisputable. Your enterprise is a system that converts inputs, time, people, and money, into outputs, goods and services. The system must be perfectly designed to get the results it is getting today, for it cannot be otherwise. However, are those results acceptable and desired? Did you design the system, or did it just develop by default? As the owner or leader, you are the designer of your organization. You are the architect, the engineer, the artist, the philosopher king who designs the system, or not. There is what I call an enterprise management system, EMS, already in place in your company. As you will see, it has to be there. However, is it your management system? Did you design it? Did it just develop over time? Or did you inherit it from a prior management regime, prior owner, or family member? I was meeting with the owner of a successful services company, and we were talking about her business. She had read many of the popular management books and had implemented much of the advice. She had rigorously evaluated her sales, marketing, accounting, and other management systems. She was sensitive to her corporate culture and her people, and felt her company was on solid footing. She was arguably a great success story. She had done all of the things managers and owners are advised to do. The owner did all this, and yet, she told me, something is missing. She felt the business ran her. She said, the sum of the parts is less than the whole. She wondered how, having worked so hard on all of the parts of her company, the company could still feel so disjointed. I asked her two simple questions. What about the system that encompasses all of those discrete systems you told me about? Did that develop by default, or did you design it? She was taken aback. It had never occurred to her there was a larger system at work, controlling all of the discrete systems she had worked so hard to perfect. As we talked further, she realized she had let that system develop by default. The system that housed all the discrete elements had developed by default as she constructed all the subordinate systems. Even though she was at the center of that greater system, the fact was she knew little about it. So, what are we to do about the system that encompasses all of those discrete systems? What are we to do about our enterprise system? Yes, it too is a system. As you will come to see, every organization is a system. In fact, a system of systems, perfectly designed to get the results it is getting today. You must become intimately familiar with your enterprise system. You must come to feel its rhythms, predict its behaviors, and plan its evolution. We will explore these questions and concepts in simple complexity. We will explore how systems are both simple and complex, and why you have to embrace both states. The system already at work in your enterprise is highly complex, and you must learn to deal with that complexity. However, in order to do so, you must simplify your thinking about the enterprise while not losing sight of the complexity. Margaret Wheatley, in her illuminating book, Leadership and the New Science, puts it thusly: the layers of complexity, the sense of things being beyond our control and out of control, are but signals of our failure to understand a deeper reality of organizational life. If you have studied business, you know that it is taught in a reductionist way, breaking a complex business into smaller pieces: marketing, management, operations, finance, accounting, leadership, and so on. Modeled on Newtonian and mechanical principles, this method of teaching presumes that if we study all the parts individually, we will understand the whole. Academics and consultants encourage us to systematize our processes and methods for repeatability and predictability. Just like the owner I described above, we have dutifully complied. We rationalize and optimize our companies for point of sale, product development, leadership development, and so on. We have read about leadership, organizational behavior, and planning, and tried to optimize these areas of our business. We have attended seminars on finance, operations, supply chain, marketing, and a host of other management topics.